God, what am I saying?
This is the MNC Mindset. Hey guys, this is Sheila with the MNC Mindset Podcast. Gonna go through some things from this past week. I hope you all enjoyed the first episode. Starting off, we all just did 24.1. We'll have some thoughts on that later. The scores are in as of March 5th. The team Chafing the Dream has 100 points. The Crossers, they have 106. And then squeaking by at the lead is the Warrior Eagles with 107. It's still anybody's game. There's a couple little raffles going around or in charity boxes and things like that. I probably don't have them all, but the ones that I do know about is you can buy a ticket for a raffle for a junk headband. There are the Levine cards for the sick kids in the Levine Children's Hospital. You can decorate. We'll have a group going up there to distribute those sometime soon. And then coming up is some donations for the Turning Point Domestic Violence Shelter. What we're asking for that is unused things that can help women and children when they have to get out of their home, wherever it's at, and go to the shelter. Deodorant sticks, lip gloss, nail polish even, stuff that will make these women feel like they have a little bit of home with them, unused stuffed animals, little games, things like that. Anything that you can help to donate to these women when they're going through probably the worst time of their life. We would all appreciate that, and I'm sure they would too. Okay, now turning our sights out into the world, these are the open leaders so far for 24.1. So just think of the numbers, whatever numbers that you got during your workout, whether it be scaled, fundamentals, or RX, and then listen to these guys. So first, Colton Mertens came in first with his score of 5 minutes and 19 seconds. That is unreal. Our RX male leader, he got just over 9 minutes. So almost half of what our really, really badass dude did is what these guys did. Second place is Taylor Self with a 5 minute 40 second cap. On the women's side, doing just as good, there is, I know I'm going to mess this up, she's from Switzerland, Mirham von Rohr. She came in at 5 minutes and 39 seconds. And then in second place from Australia, Julia Hannaford, 5 minutes and 43 seconds. So, but those are the elites doing this work. So don't be too hard on yourself, no matter what score you got, no matter if you got capped or you didn't. We all did the work. None of us decided to sit home and eat bonbons that night. So everybody should be very proud. That's where we're opening the, or that, that's where we're at in the open leaderboard right now. So on Thursday, you're going to have, of course, 24.2 being announced. It's going to be on the CrossFit YouTube page, and I believe CrossFit.com. It's going to start at 3 p.m., and the two that will be competing in that are Jason Medeiros, who is the two-time CrossFit Games champion, and then Colton Mertens. And if you hear a bell in the back, it's my cat, Willow, so sorry about that. Some news that might throw some people off, I don't know. Two of the elite athletes, they decided they are not going to compete in this year's CrossFit Games or Opens. Mal O'Brien, she is out. She was a second place finisher in the CrossFit Games in 2022. And then Emma Carey, she got 8th place at the Games. She has most recently, within the past, I believe, week, decided she is going to sit out for this season as well. No word yet on anybody else, and we hope to keep seeing our favorites. I'm going to try a new thing. I mean, I guess it's all new. It's only the second episode, but what I'm going to try and do is there's going to be a tip for the week, and it's something that you should, sorry, that was Willow again. Something everybody should look at, think about every time they're lifting something, everything that they're doing. It's all about form. If you want the weight, if you want the PRs, you need to have your form correct. Tiny little things that will help you in trying to get that form consistent so that you can set up right to move the weight. The weight will come, but it will come at a price. It'll come because of an injury or something like that. And I'm speaking from experience. So if you are doing thrusters, if you're doing a strength piece, if you're doing pull-ups, if you're doing whatever the case may be, whatever movement, try and keep that form consistently in whatever you're doing, no matter if it's a quick wad, if it's a slow strength piece, it's mechanics, consistency, then the weight. So just something to think about that if your form starts getting sloppy or if you're not sure, that's what our coaches are for. Whoever's coaching that class, hey, can you take a look? Tweak little things. Am I putting my feet position right? Things like that. And all of our coaches are extremely accessible. And if you catch them while they're coaching class and it's that particular thing, I'm sure they will help you out. So, everybody, just have fun out there with 24.2. 24.1 was a bruiser, but we did have some people doing it twice. We had at least one person that I know of. She did the scaled version in the morning, came back, did the RX version in the afternoon. Everybody gets a chance. I did, personally did the fundamentals. There's nothing wrong with the fundamentals. There's nothing wrong with trying any of them and just seeing how you do. Just make sure you do it safely. If you guys have any kind of comments, questions, anything like that, please email me the MNCmindset@gmail.com. Also, I'm going to start doing interviews with our members, just casual conversations to try and get to know everybody a little bit better. If you're interested, please also email me the MNCmindset@gmail.com or just talk with me in the gym. I want to try and get everybody. So thanks so much for me and my cat Willow. I'm going to leave you guys out now with some thoughts about 24.1. I hope you enjoy them. The first one is from Kara. I did not include her introduction. So the first one's from Kara, and then they're all self-explanatory after that. But I hope you enjoy and talk to you later. Bye.
I really liked the open workout. I was pleasantly surprised.
What part of it did you like?
I liked that you could shut your brain off and just move.
Yeah.
No thinking.
What was the part that was too difficult for you or you?
I thought I was gonna, my burpees are slow, and I really liked walking them up and down to keep my heart rate manageable. I kept them that way the whole time.
Would you do it again?
No.
One and done.
Hell no.
She's giving you an interview.
Yep. Okay, Coach Courtney, you did it already.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
It was awful.
Yeah, what part was awful?
All of it.
All of it.
The burpees mainly.
Yeah.
Burpees suck. I actually like the snatches on one arm. I like dumbbell snatches, and I liked keeping it on one side, but the burpees were just dumb.
Is it something that you would want to do again?
Do I want to? No. Will I? Yes.
And what advice would you have for either people still doing it or in the future?
It's kind of hard because people fall kind of in two camps. So either don't burn it down that first round of 21, but also like you can push the pace a little bit. So don't be afraid of getting uncomfortable in the set of 21. Just don't sprint.
Yep.
So it depends on which camp you're in.
Yeah. What about Dave Castor's red mushroom?
That made no sense. My theory is he was high on the mushrooms.
Okay, Arlene, you haven't done it yet, correct?
I did it yesterday morning.
You did it yesterday
yes.
morning?
And you want to do it again?
I'm going to redo it. Yep, I'm going to redo it tomorrow morning.
Explain
that thought.
So even though it was terrible, mentally terrible, looking at my score in tiebreak times, I feel like I can push a little bit more at the beginning of the workout. And I need to at least give it a shot to try and beat my time.
Are you mentally ill?
Yes, 100%. There is something wrong with me for wanting to redo this workout.
What's the what was the hardest part? Which movement or that you will change for this next one?
Set of 21s. I was too conservative coming out of the gate. I need to come out of the gate a little more fierce, and then stick with my pace through the 15s and 9s because I did speed up, but I started out a little bit too slow in the beginning.
Gotcha. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle, have you done this workout yet, the open one?
Yes.
How was it?
It's god-awful. God awful.
What part?
The burpees.
Yeah.
Absolutely burpees. Who wants to do that many burpees?
Did you find out the total? Did you do the math?
Yeah, it's 90 burpees and 90 snatches. And it's did not make it all the way through, but hey, it's okay. You live to fight another day, right?
Exactly.
So I was just happy to do 35 on that bum shoulder.
Gotcha. Is this something that you would want to try again?
No, absolutely not. Unless I told everybody. Unless this was going to get me to the games, I will not redo this workout.
What did
I will
you
not
use?
Try it again.
What did you use for your weight?
35.
35?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, girl. So we're going to redo a bunch of them on Monday. You in?
No. No. I'll rejudge, but I will not redo.
What advice do you have for anybody who hasn't done it yet?
Pace yourself from the jump.
Yeah.
The burpees will get you. If you got to walk them down, walk them up, do that, because that's what's going to jack your heart rate up.
Gotcha. And you know what I just realized? We're going to hear Kara in the background of this interview. Okay, Darna, 24.1, have you done it yet?
Yes, I did it yesterday. It was better than I thought it would be. I walked in thinking I was going to do scaled and RX'd, so my only goal was to finish, and I finished. So.
Oh, yay. What weight did you do?
35.
You did 35.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I did, so I'm proud of myself.
Are you looking forward to doing it again someday?
No. No. No, that was a one and done.
What would you say to somebody who hasn't done it yet? Like, what advice?
Just pace yourself. Like, don't go in too hot because it's a long workout.
Yeah.
But just do your best. If you finish, you finish. If you don't, get as far as you can. It was fun, I guess.
Okay, we're here with brother and sister team.
Leilani.
And
Abdio.
And they just did the workout yesterday, 24.1. So what did you guys think of the workout?
It was horrible. It was nasty.
It was nasty.
The burpees. I hate the burpees.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Tiring.
It's tiring. Was it just long or was it just a lot?
A lot.
A lot, yeah.
What's the worst part?
Burpees.
Yeah.
Burpees.
Nobody likes burpees.
Yeah, I'm looking at my judge like, am I at least halfway? Tell me I'm halfway.
What weight did you do?
What weight did I use? I did 20s.
20s?
Yeah.
Nice. What weight did you do?
15.
Nice. Nice. So are you guys going to plan on doing it again?
No.
Are you gonna plan on doing it?
No.
No. What if it comes up in a regular workout?
What do you mean?
Like if it comes up 2 months from now?
I'll have to do it, but like,
not voluntarily.
Like, I don't think I'd retry because I feel like I'd get a lower score.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
How about you? Would you do it again?
I'll scale it down.
There you go. There you go. So somebody who has never, well, actually, I have not done it before. I'm going to go be doing it in about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What is your suggestions to me?
Okay, so when I was starting out, I was asking Sean for some sort of suggestions as well, because he did it, and he said, like, for the snatches, it's going to get really tiring really fast. At first, when you grab the weight, it's not going to seem like much, but make sure at least, like, at the 15 or at least halfway to like drop it down and like shake your arm before going again.
Okay.
Because like it can get tiring really fast, and he was right. It got tiring really fast.
That 21.
Yo, those 21s.
Yeah. What about when you got to the 9? Was it?
Cake. It was a piece of cake, but still, you were dying. Like, please, and you were thinking of the time. Like, gotcha. You were just trying to finish it.
Did you
get
finish,
over with it?
Did you finish
I did.
Under?
I did. I finished it at 13:07. I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice
time.
What's your advice to me about doing it?
Do not start off strong.
Not start off strong. Start off really slow. Yeah. And when did it get tiring for you?
The middle.
The middle, like the 15? Yeah.
The start or like in the middle of the 15s? Because to me it was the start of the 15, but the start of the 15s.
Yeah, start of 15.
Was it really hard doing one at a time instead of alternating?
Yeah, I would say it was a lot harder because like you want to like switch it because your arm's tired, but you can't.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So evil genius.
Evil genius, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah. Did you guys see his clue, the big red mushroom that he had on Instagram? That was his clue for this year. Was he said this is gonna perfectly explain the workout as a big red mushroom.
No, I didn't see the clue, but that also might be because I don't have Instagram. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good that you don't because it's just toxic.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
All right, I got Pat here with Chafing the Dream. Pat, what did you think about the workout?
Well, we're chafing really hard, but the dream's along the way. We have a lot of people doing the judges course, which is good. And I think we saw a lot of success last night at Friday Night Lights, so we're on our way.
Awesome. How do you think that your team is doing in general?
Good. I like the way it's run here, honestly. It's I'm meeting all sorts of new people, which is good. That was the whole point. And we're all having fun, which is all that matters.
Tell me about your spirit thing. I think that's awesome. Tell me about it.
My spirits are really... Oh, yeah. So Casey had the brilliant idea to bring some lift me up type cards to Levine Children's Hospital. So everyone's kind of pitching in, and then our team or some volunteers will run it over to the kids.
Any pointers or anything going into the next one?
Nope. I'm glad burpees are over. I'm looking for a heavy barbell.
Awesome. Okay, I got Cindy with me. Cindy, I saw the pictures. You had the best outfit. Oh. Last night for Friday Night Lights. Explain your outfit.
I don't know. It's Amazon shopping.
But you had like some makeup on.
Yeah, they were thinking about doing, you know, it was supposed to be Eagle Warrior. So I was like, okay, let's get some war paint. So the war paint came in. My hat came. Next week we'll have the socks and the hat because Michelle's got her hat. I got some socks. And by next week there'll be three people dressed like fools. No, she can't.
And you had chicken feet.
Eagle feet socks. We got some eagle hats, and what do you call it? We're just trying to bring some spirit. That's all.
So how was the workout?
No, it was a little brutal. I just didn't look at the clock the whole time because I knew if I looked at the clock, I would just go, ugh, you know. So I just kept trudging through it. You know, I was very proud of myself that I actually did all 90 burpees because I haven't done burpees in a while. I've been doing step backs, you know, because I'm in the 55 plus class. So last night I did the, you know, the scaled option. Only used 10 pounds. That's probably what helped me get through the burpees, I guess, too.
Still did it. Doesn't matter.
But we did it.
That's awesome. Yeah, your after picture that you had up, it was like spread eagle on the ground.
I was tired. But, you know, woke up this morning and I was just a little sore. Came and did this brutal workout and maybe I'll get up tomorrow. I don't know.
Are you planning on redoing it?
No, I can't. No.
What about if it comes back in 3 months?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably do it again. You know, I don't know. See if I can beat, you know, maybe do it with the 20-pound weight or something like that. I just, you know, with doing the open scores, I was like, I didn't know if I could do an RX one and then a scaled one. And then, you know, because I know when it gets to pull-ups or muscle-ups or whatever they're going to choose next, I'm not going to be able to do it. So I might as well just keep myself as a scaled athlete for the whole three rounds to put in the, you know, for the open scores. So. We'll see.
Awesome.
See how we rank in the world of old people.
No. Oh, you signed up for the
yeah, I'm in thing. The open. I signed up for it again. So it's kind of fun just to, you know, look myself up and see how I rank in the United States versus the world, you know, that kind of stuff. There's some kind of strong European older ladies out there that got some really good scores the last time. So I was like, wow, them women are beasts.
It's all the, like, you know, yeah. Slavic. You know.
Yeah. They're already built with muscle.
Exactly.
You know, I've lost it living in America for two, you know, centuries of my family, I guess. You know. No, well, no, maybe half a century here.
There you go.
We lost our good, strong German muscles.
Sorry to everybody that just listened to me laugh. Well, so, good luck next time.
Okay, well, thanks.